From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
I understand we're going to have some new prizes for folks at the end of our segment today. So,
cool.
Yeah, looking forward to announcing them. But in order to get there, we have to get through the beginning before we get to the end, obviously. So the beginning is to remind us of the challenge you left with us last week.
Yes, it came from listener Smat Reed of Missoula, Montana. I said, name something commonly found in an office. Two words, five letters in the first word, four letters in the last, and both words are the last names of famous singers. Who are they?
Now, I first ventured paperclip, but then could not find anybody who sang with those names. What was the answer?
The answer is Petty Cash, as in Tom Petty, and either Johnny or Roseanne Cash.
What a wonderful answer. I also love the name of the creator, Smat Reed. Boy, if he got famous, that would be a great crossword puzzle name. Wonderful. We had over 1,000 entries from people who solved the puzzle. Our randomly selected winner is Joe Baldanza from Framingham, Massachusetts. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Leanne.
I know Framingham. I made $26 in the professional theater in Framingham, Massachusetts.
Who did you play?
I played April in the musical Company for dinner theater. Yeah, a long time ago. If anyone remembers that, I'm sorry. I apologize. What do you do there?
Well, I'm a custom picture framer.
So you frame pictures. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, off and on for the last at least 10 years or so.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you get turned on to the puzzle?
Well, it's an interesting story. My next-door neighbor came by one day, and she said, do you listen to the NPR Puzzler? I said, well, once in a while. And she gave it to me, and we solved it. And she had been entering, and not long after that, she was called and played the puzzle on your show.
No kidding.
Yes.
Oh, so now it's your turn, huh?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I think so. I hope so.
Okay, Joe, meet Will. Will, meet Joe. Let's play.
I will.
Hey, Joe and Leanne. Today's puzzle is a good puzzle for two people to put their heads together with. Every answer is a familiar three-word phrase in which the middle word is the. I'm going to give you rhymes for the first and last words. You tell me the phrases. For example, if I said appropriately and coincidentally, lift the frame, you would say shift the blame.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Number one is hollow the cedar.
Follow the leader.
That's right. Number two is cease the deals.
Oh, release the seals.
That's what I would have said. I swear it's what I would have said.
Cease the deals. It's what you do to make things run more easily.
Grease the wheel.
Yeah.
Grease the wheels is right. Sketch the tooth.
These aren't...
You don't lie, but you...
Tell the truth.
Yeah, but not tell.
Oh,
Etch the truth. Stretch the truth.
Stretch the truth.
Oy.
Okay.
All right, try this one. Split the throttle. It's what you might do after this puzzle.
Quit the bottle.
Well,
I don't know if we would quit it. We might, but I think we might hit it.
Hit the bottle is what I was going for. Try this one. Mow the thistle.
Blow the whistle.
Blow the whistle. That was fast. Sweep the range.
Sweep the range.
What you might say to a waiter, maybe.
Excellent.
Keep the change.
Keep the change, is it? Turn the scopes.
Learn the ropes.
Learn the ropes,
is it? Pack the ship. It's what a stern taskmaster would do.
Crack the whip.
Crack the whip is right. Near the wreck. Means to start all over. Start fresh.
On board.
Especially on board a ship.
Clear the deck.
Clear the deck.
Clear the deck, is it? Try this. Feel the glow. It's like you go into an act as second banana and you do spectacularly, you would...
Steal the show.
Steal the show, is it? Cheat the dock.
Beat the clock.
Yeah.
Beat the clock, is it? Block the vote.
Sit down.
Right, you're out on the ocean and you don't want to...
Rock the boat.
Rock the boat.
That's it. Fight the rust.
And another one.
Bite the dust.
Yep.
Bite the dust is it. And here's your last one.
Thanks.
Miss the...
I'm sorry, really, for everyone for having to sing that clue.
Here's your last one. Miss the guide.
Kiss the bride.
Kiss the bride is it. Good work.
Joe.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, I agree with you. That was wicked, right? So for playing, here's the new stuff you're going to get for playing our puzzle. Some of it's old, but we do have some new stuff. For playing our puzzle today, this is the old stuff. You'll get the weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2. Here's the new stuff. Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. You should have a great time there, Joe.
I will. I certainly will. And my next-door neighbor, Ginny, will be jealous.
Oh, I bet. I bet. So, Joe and your neighbor, Ginny, what member station do you listen to?
90.9 WBUR in Boston.
Good for you for giving the frequency. Joe Baldanzo from Framingham, Massachusetts. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thanks so much. It was a real pleasure.
Pleasure for me, too. Now, Will, the challenge for next week.
Yes, name a famous character in literature and legend. Two words, five and four letters, respectively. The second letter of the first word is R. Move this R to the second position of the second word, say the result out loud, and you'll name a vehicle. What is it? So again, a famous character in literature and legend, 5-4. The second letter of the first word is R. Move this so it's the second letter of the second word. Phonetically, the result will name a vehicle. Who is the character and what is the vehicle?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play the puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. And Will, I'm off next week. I'm doing a show at the National Geographic, so Lynn Neary will be sitting in for me. So I'll see you in 2 weeks' time, and I'll work on this the whole time. Thanks a lot, Will.
Good luck, and thanks, Leanne.